You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at WQCS.org. There you can hear both our HD1 and HD2 signals. Sinkholes are a natural and common geologic feature in Florida, but their numbers have increased, especially in north-central Florida, after heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Debbie, coming after an extended period of drought. Stephanie DiNardo tells us why.
Director of the ACEPD, Chris Bird, describes how sinkholes form and how Tropical Storm Debbie has contributed to them.
The water level in the Florida aquifer has dropped. And so actually that water, when it's at a normal level, it kind of helps support the ground. And when the water level drops, then you create these big gaps so the ground may not be as stable. And then when we get a lot of rain, like, you know, where we got, you know, over 10 inches in a lot of area, the weight of that water collecting can create these collapses.
With conditions perfect for sinkholes to open up, as Bird says, they seem to be concentrated in one particular area. Bird says the main locations where the sinkholes are forming are west of Interstate 75, which can be attributed to the land's history.
When they put the subdivisions in, they have to deal with stormwater, and one of the things they are required to do to make sure that people's houses don't flood is they put in these stormwater basins. Actually, where we've seen a lot of the sinkhole activity have been within those stormwater basins, because what happens is that they're concentrating all this rainfall from the neighborhood, from the streets and people's yards. And when they concentrate in a small area, you just have a lot of water, and the weight of that water in that area where the geology really is more prone to sinkholes, you've got kind of, unfortunately, the perfect combination.
While sinkholes that open up near public roads or drainage systems are paid for by the local government, Bird says private owners are financially responsible for sinkholes that open up on their own land.
One thing that we would really encourage people to do right now is they should probably check on their insurance coverage. Even if they haven't had a sinkhole, it's worth checking to make sure that your policy covers sinkhole damage, because in the last few years there's been some changes in state legislation and there's been some changes in coverage, and particularly for people that have maybe changed their homeowner insurance policies in the last couple of years.
And while paying to fill in sinkholes is a burden, Bird says it's extremely important that they be fixed. He discusses some of the possible health hazards that could result if a sinkhole is not filled in quickly.
One of the challenges we have, and this is one reason we're asking people to report, because we can help property owners get in touch with qualified professionals that, you know how to deal with this. They need to be filled in, obviously, because they create a safety hazard. They also create a conduit for, like, polluted stormwater to get into the drinking water supply, which is another reason we really want them to get filled in, so they don't create kind of a short circuit for stormwater pollution to get into the aquifer.
With the heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Debbie coming right after an extreme drought, Bird says the risk for sinkhole formation in any area of Alachua County is increased. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Stephanie DiNardo.